Clock out.
See you tomorrow.
Get out. And get in. The Steph Lucas Show is on.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Steph Lucas Show. So, the big news is burn ban. Bonneville County. Remember, your fires can only go in already built fire circles, designated national parks, etc. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, when it kind of gets like this, like it's hot, not a whole lot of news going on, we're going to cover things that are the news, but they're more in-depth. So this hour, we are going to get back to my quest to find out all about lobbyists, legislative organizations, the Idaho Freedom Foundation, Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry. You see, my original question is the Idaho Freedom Foundation seems to get a ton of attention throughout Idaho. And most people I know have never even heard of IACI. Case in point, 588 Facebook likes for IACI's Facebook page. There's almost 30,000 for the Idaho Freedom Foundation. So it just depends on, and I spoke with IACI's president yesterday, and he said they do like to stay in the background and not make headlines. So with that in mind, we have our directive. And coming up on the show, we have Brian Smith. He is fourth vice chair of the Bonneville County Republican Central Committee. Say hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. I do what I'm told.
Well, see, I'm in control of the microphone, so I suppose so. I just want to let you know Brian was in the studio. So next segment, what we're going to be talking about, several things. I do want to talk to him about the Idaho Freedom Foundation. He wants to be on to talk about that, and I'm going to ask him why. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about their scoring, a little bit more about that versus IACI's scoring from his perspective. And then there's a few other things I need you to know that were on my show. Someone recently said that 1,000 people a day are moving into Idaho. I know it feels like it, but that's actually not true. And then there's an opinion piece published in the Post-Register recently saying there's 1,000 people a day moving into Idaho. And Brian Smith actually has something to say about that. So he is going to discuss that and everything that it entails coming up on the Steph Lucas Show. Also, what are we talking about? National news is certainly taking center stage. The latest in the Florida collapse of that condo. Search and rescue is transitioning to a recovery effort in Surfside, Florida, at the site of that condo collapse, because they really have just lost hope for finding any survivors. So we'll keep you updated on that as that information comes through. It's all on the way. Got Brian Smith coming up on the Steph Lucas Show. We're going to talk about a lot of things. Idaho Freedom Foundation, the amount of people moving into Idaho, and what our sales tax is. It's all on the way.
Locally sourced news and info to drive you home.
Local news is like the most important stuff to me.
Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. Joining me, we have Brian Smith, fourth vice chair of the Bonneville County Republican Central Committee. And because this is live radio and this happens in real time, we're going to have to test out the microphone here. How's it working there, Brian?
Testing.
Yeah, you're good.
It's working good.
You're great. Okay. We're good to go. So, on my show, I just started to delve into some groups that have lobbied with the legislature for certain bills or given legislators report cards. So far, we've gotten to the Idaho Freedom Foundation, and we've gotten to the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry. Those are two interviews I have under my belt. And you heard about this. You were on Mike Adams' show a couple of weeks ago. And you wanted to come on my show with some information. So let's talk about why that is.
Yeah, well, thanks, Steph. I serve on the board with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. I am the vice chair of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have any questions about the Idaho Freedom Foundation, I'd be a good person to ask. But let me just tell you a little history of the Idaho Freedom Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And about 2000... About 8 or 9 years ago, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been more because I'm not that great with remembering the dates. But the point is that there was some people who decided that in Idaho there were no representatives or groups that were supporting liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Idaho Freedom Foundation was born. It's a think tank, mm-hmm. and it has people who come up with conservative ideas and conservative approaches to government. You can kind of think of the Idaho Freedom Foundation as lobbyists for liberty.
Okay.
And so they, I should say they, we work with the legislature. We try to kill bills that take away freedom.
Mm-hmm.
We try to promote bills that give freedom. And so just as an idea, to give your listeners an idea of what we believe in, what our principles are, we have what's called the Idaho Freedom Index.
Okay.
And we don't actually rate individual legislators.
Mm-hmm.
We rate the bills, not all of them, but a lot of them. And then legislators get to vote on those bills. And then at the end of the session, we give the bills a score, and then you can see how the legislators did. Now, our Freedom Index has a rating metric, and I'm just going to go over a few of these. And I'm betting that your listeners will agree with these. For example, mm-hmm. they look at a bill and they ask, does it create, expand, or enlarge government? Does the bill transfer a function of the private sector to government? Because if those things happen, we think that's bad. Does a bill give government any new or additional expanded powers to regulate the free market?
Mm-hmm.
Does a bill increase barriers to entry in the free market? Does a bill directly or indirectly create any new taxes or fees or assessments? Does it redistribute wealth? Does the government increase spending?
Mm-hmm.
And so we look at bills and we apply these principles. For example, does it violate the principle of equal protection? And does it follow the United States Constitution? And what we do is if a bill violates these principles, it can get a negative score. And if it doesn't, if it actually promotes the principles we believe in, then the bill can get a positive score. And then the legislators are free to choose. And as you might imagine, Democrats want low scores. They don't believe in any of this.
Right.
All right? And so they don't want to have good scores.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some what you'd call liberty legislators who get great scores.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Freedom Foundation first came into existence, a lot of what we'll call establishment Republicans thought that the Freedom Foundation would be a great thing for them
mm-hmm.
because they thought that they were conservatives, and this would prove that they're bona fide conservatives. And when the scores started coming out, what we found was, is as you would expect, the Democrats were hovering towards the bottom of the scorecard.
Sure.
And then you'd have people like, you know, people like Ron Nate and Priscilla Giddings and some other true conservatives. They were getting really high scores.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were certain people who were getting scores that were really indistinguishable from Democrats.
I see.
They were Republicans. And for the first time in Idaho politics, what you had was is you now had a way to identify rhinos, Republicans in name only.
Mm-hmm.
They would campaign as conservative Republicans. I mean, Scott Betke's doing that right now. He gets a really bad score.
Mm-hmm.
But on his website, he calls himself a constitutional conservative.
Right.
And then what happened when that happened, when they saw, well, wait a minute, why am I getting such bad scores? You're treating me like a Democrat. There must be something wrong with your metrics. Mm-hmm. They got to be broken. This can't be true, right?
Right.
They started attacking the system. They started attacking the metrics. And the truth is that the scores that are given out by the IFF are based on voting records of politicians. And you can look at these scores as FICO scores for politicians. You know what a FICO score is?
Yes.
You go in, you buy a car or a house or get a credit card or whatever it is. They don't know what your history is.
Sure.
And when you're there wanting credit, you'll say anything. Oh, yeah, I've got all kinds of money. My credit's great.
Sure. So it's not about politicians and what they say. It's about having people look at how they vote.
What they do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're extending credit, what a person tells you they are is less important as to their history, right?
Sure.
And so the Idaho Freedom Index tells us what their history is. And when it comes to a rhino, when it comes to somebody who says one thing, who campaigns and runs as a constitutional conservative, right?
Yeah.
But votes like a Democrat, the poster child in the state of Idaho is one guy by the name of red flag rod furnace from Rigby. Okay?
Red flag.
Red flag.
We'll talk about that later. I don't. Okay.
And so if you just take a look at rod furnaces, red flag rod furnaces scores, Heath's have been attacking the IFF lately because he thinks that their scores are wrong and that they're not properly judging him and that he's been singled out.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you an idea of what his score is, with the Idaho Freedom Foundation gives him a 63. That's he actually gives it to himself. But that's what he gets. That means 63% of the time he votes consistent with our values and principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, if you're a Democrat, you know, maybe you want a low score. But if you're going to run as a conservative Republican, you probably want to do better than 63,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're from Jefferson County.
Now,
right. what's interesting is that the IFF is only one of about four groups in the state of Idaho or that – play in the state of Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
You also have what's called the American Conservative Union.
Yes.
You know who they are?
Oh, yeah. I know the American Conservative Union.
They are connected with CPAC. They are the gold standard for conservatives, right?
And they don't grade each and every bill. I discussed this with Wayne Hoffman. He was on my show a couple of weeks ago. He's the president of the Idaho Freedom Foundation. And he said that Idaho Freedom Foundation basically assigns a plus or minus of certain amounts to each bill. American Conservative Union operates a little bit differently, and they don't grade every bill.
Right. Well, we may grade maybe 80% or 85, maybe 200 bills in a session, and the mm-hmm. American Conservative Union might score 15,
okay.
20. You know what Rod Furnace gets with the American Conservative Union?
I did not look that up.
The gold standard, he gets a 61.
Oh.
Now, okay. Club for Growth, they're an economic think tank.
Right. Club for Growth. We talked about them.
For a life. And what they do is they score bills based on economic policy. Is this economic policy good for free markets? Is mm-hmm. this bill good for a free market system, free enterprise? Mm-hmm. Rod Furnace gets a lifetime score of 58 with the Club for Growth.
Okay.
Okay. And then his flagship, the group that he says he identifies with, the one that he likes, is the IACI, the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry.
Yes.
For this last legislative session, Red Flag Rod gets a 52. So it's really kind of interesting. He's been attacking the Idaho Freedom Foundation.
2020 score was 100%. That's what I had.
2020 was 100%.
And then 2021 is totally different. Okay, but let's take these scores. You got 61%, 58%, and 54%?
52.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay, so that's where we're at.
Now, you don't see the IFF is not an outlier. In fact, his average score is 59.
Okay.
All right? The IFF gives him a 63. That's actually the highest score of the four groups.
Oh.
Okay? And yet he's attacking the IFF. Mm-hmm. Why isn't Rod Furnace out attacking – why isn't Red Flag attacking the ACU or the Club for Growth or IACI? He has selected the Idaho Freedom Foundation as his whipping post,
mm-hmm.
even though they give him the highest score.
Out of all these organizations.
Now, it takes – I mentioned this 2 weeks ago. It takes a special kind of stupid to attack the group that gives you the highest score. But yet that's what we've got.
Right. But this brings to point – this is a case in point with my question. Why does the Idaho Freedom Foundation get so much more attention than other lobbyist groups?
Well, and that goes back to Red Flag Rod Furnace, okay? Because letting him get away with this, right?
I've heard Ron Nate call him Red Flag before. Is this like a nickname that you guys all have? Or
No. Okay, so here's where it comes from, all right?
Okay.
So Red Flag Rod is in favor of red flag laws. Now, he says he's not, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But he is.
Red flag laws that have to do – now you've got me just doing this limerick here, this tongue twister. Okay. Red flag laws that have to do with
– So, for example –
background checks,
well,
psychological
– So for example, in the context that he describes it, let's say a wife, thinks that her husband is going to kill her for whatever
mm-hmm,
reason.
Sure.
Under red flag laws, you can go to the government and you can say, my husband has been making threats against me and he's got guns and they, you can have a procedure, mm-hmm. and a judge can evaluate him. And before he does anything wrong,
right.
okay, before he does anything wrong.
Just based on a suspicion.
Based on a suspicion, he can then have his guns taken away. It's called a red flag. You know, she's raising red flags that can cause him to lose his Second Amendment rights. Rod Furness says that he is against red flag laws, but mm-hmm. he is in support of that kind of process, which is a red flag.
Has right? he voted for – so does the IFF grade bills about red flag laws?
I don't think that we've actually had one in the state.
Okay.
Okay. And that and you know that may be because of IFF's influence and the Second Amendment Alliance. But mm-hmm. another reason he gets the name red flag is that he talks all the time instead of – principles, he talks about common sense. Whenever you hear, your listeners need to hear this, all right?
Okay.
Whenever you hear a Republican who claims he's a conservative not talk about principles but talk about common sense,
mm-hmm.
that's a red flag that the person is going to abandon all principles and they're going to compromise their values. And so because he says that, he qualifies as red flag Rod because he does that as well.
Okay, so that's where the nickname comes from, I guess.
That's where it comes from. So what happened is I appeared on Mike Adams' show a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And right after, and I talked about this. And right after this, he did a publication in the Post-Register. And here's what it's called. He gave an opinion piece 7 days ago.
Okay.
Thank goodness for the Idaho Senate thwarting the Freedom Foundation. So there he is.
A state legislator.
Yeah, he's attacking the Freedom Foundation, right?
He talked about that on my show.
Oh, we got to thwart the Freedom Foundation. They give me the highest score, but I've got to go out and attack them. And what I can't do is tell people about my 52 IACI score because, well, I like those guys.
Right.
And I don't want to brag about my 58 Club for Growth score because that won't help me. And the thing about a guy like Red Flag Rock, he won't tell people that he averages 59. He won't tell people that he gets a 58 with Club for Growth or a 52. He doesn't say that, but I promise you, when he runs for re-election this next campaign cycle, he will be telling people, I'm Rod Furness. I am a true constitutional conservative. That's what he'll say, okay? That's
okay.
what he'll say.
Because you've seen this many times in many elections.
And he's the poster child for this. Now, he makes so many misstatements of fact in his article.
Which is what you wanted to
Which is what I
want to
tell people. It. Because this shows you, okay? This shows you he gets a 59 score because he's a lousy legislator.
Okay.
And one of the ways you can be a lousy legislator is just not even know what your facts are, and he qualifies. He gets 100 for bad facts.
Okay. So can we talk about those? We're going to take a commercial break. I know there's the two things you wanted to talk about. We're going to talk about the IFF a little bit more, but when we come back, what we're going to get to is what's going on with the Post-Register article, facts, and some things that you want to dispute. So that's on the way with Brian Smith on the Steph Lucas Show.
As the day wraps up, she's just getting revved up. Steph Lucas on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back to the Steph Lucas Show. We're talking controversy today. I have been talking to a couple of organizations that have scorecards for legislators in Idaho. We've talked to the Idaho Freedom Foundation, Wayne Hoffman, their president, about 3 weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, I had legislator Rod Furness on my show to talk about what his issues were with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. He recently made a Facebook post with six legislators' pictures and their scores with the Idaho Freedom Foundation. So I have Brian Smith here explaining a little bit more about the Idaho Freedom Foundation scores, because Brian Smith is actually on the board of the Idaho Freedom Foundation. And just so you know, I spoke with the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry yesterday. They also have a scorecard for legislators. So that's what's happening. Bring it up to speed. But I told Brian before the last break that we were going to discuss a recent Post-Register article by Rod Furness, who was on my show, that Brian takes issue with because he says a lot of it is factually incorrect. Does that sum it up, Brian?
Yeah, okay. So that sums it up. But look, Red Flag Rod gets a 59. In my book, if you get a 59, that's a failing grade.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give him a failing grade on his ability to even be truthful in his Post-Register piece. Let's just take the first sentence. He says, just how good is Idaho? Sure, it can be better, But you might ask yourself why 1,000 people a day are moving into the state. Let's just stop right there.
He said that on my show.
He said on your show, too. Okay, that would be 365,000 people a year, right? 1,000 a day.
Okay, now that you put it that way, yeah, that's a lot of people.
Well, let's just figure this out.
It seems like it.
The census from 2010 had 1.5 million people in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We just finished the census for 2020. It's 1.8 million.
Okay.
The actual difference in 10 years is 271,524 people. All right?
Oh.
That works out. If you just use the census numbers and just run a raw average, it's
10 years.
It's 74 people a day. Now, you could look at the Joint Legislative Economic Outlook and Revenue Assessment Committee estimate. They estimated that 92 people a day would move in the state in 2019. That's what it came out to be.
And 92.
94 people a day in 2020 and 96 people a day in 2021. And it estimates that 81 people a day will move in 2022. So Red Flag Rod, using all of his skills that he possesses, only overstated a number by tenfold. All right? Now, this is not a number that you should get wrong because 300 – we didn't even get to 300,000 people in 10 years.
I mean, we're talking about a housing crunch right now. I can't imagine if actually 1,000 people are living in the housing situation.
But the point is, if you can't even can't even see that your number is wrong by tenfold and you double down, you not only say it on your show, but then you go do it in the Post Register after you've had time to be reflective.
And this is in the Post Register
first
days
sentence.
Ago. All right.
1,000 people. So there you go. First, so the first thing we see about Red Flag is he's wrong by tenfold. Okay. That's pretty bad, all right? But then as I read further into his article, he talks about how great Idaho is because it's returning $220 million back to the taxpayers. And here's what he says, because I don't want him to claim I'm misquoting him.
Okay.
Is Idaho good because when it has a surplus, it will return $220 million back to the taxpayers? And lower sales tax from 6% to 5.5%? Yep, on July 1, it will happen. Okay, so
our sales tax is now down from 6%, according to this article.
No, according to Red Flag Rod,
right.
The sales tax starting, what was it, like 6 days ago, went from 6% to 5.5%. There's only one problem, Steph Lucas.
Yes.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think it happened. I just bought
didn't
groceries
happen.
6%.
If you would just to make it easy, go to the dollar store and buy 10 items, okay?
Right.
According to Red Flag, your tax should be 55 cents, but they're going to charge you 60 cents. You could tell them, go down to this place. There used to be the King's Department Store down there.
Oh,
you could go down there and say, yeah, but my representative, they're not going to listen to you.
They're not going to give me that half percent.
But Red Flag says that the sales tax went down 0.5%. That didn't happen. Now, I got a big problem with this.
Oof.
He is a legislator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know how many people are moving into the state. He doesn't even know what the tax law is for sales tax taking effect July 1st, okay? That even exceeds the special kind of stupid in attacking the IFF for a 63 score. What is he thinking? He's not thinking. He does not know what he's doing because it continues.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing he said, now look at this. Okay? He's supposed to be a Republican. He says in his article, and he's right, that Idaho will end the fiscal year with $800 million budget surplus.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks returning $220 million back to the taxpayers is a great deal. Okay?
Yeah. That leaves a lot of money.
Let me help you. $580 million that the government has that it didn't need, and they didn't return it. And Rod Furness thinks that keeping 28% of all that money, that's a good deal. See, I think returning all of it back would have been a good deal. And I would have done
ideally.
It in the form of a grocery sales tax, but he doesn't even have that right. You know what he said about the grocery sales tax?
Which he mentioned it in this article then, because I asked him about
did.
It on my show.
He did. He did. He continues with his fumbling and bumbling of the facts. Okay. Here's what he says. Yes, we have a grocery tax that nets the state $140 million in revenue after credits on your tax return that covers most, if not all, of the tax. And then he says, so you could say the out-of-staters are paying for entering our great state. Do you know what he's really saying? The way our goofy system works is, instead of just having no sales tax,
We're Lots one of states, five or though. Six states that has a sales tax on groceries.
Correct.
You go buy your groceries, you pay your sales tax, and then you file a tax return and you get a credit. And what Rod says is, Red Flag says that after that process, the state nets $140 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that the credits cover all of the tax, the $140 million. So if you everybody gets their money back, so that means the $140 million mm-hmm. must be being paid for by out-of-state people. That's what he's claiming, all right?
Wow.
Now, let's just think about that because I actually started thinking about that.
Mm.
To generate $140 million in grocery tax revenue,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Okay.
It's 6%. How much groceries would you need to sell? Do you know the number? I got it for you.
For $140 million?
If you want to raise $140 million in revenue at 6% tax,
all right.
You would have to sell – $2.3 billion in groceries to out-of-staters.
That's a lot of groceries to out-of-staters.
Okay, let's just do it. Let's put it in another way. I like to put it in ways that people can understand it clearly. Mm-hmm. Let's suppose you're an out-of-stater. You're going to go to the park for the day.
Sure.
You know, Great Idaho Park somewhere. And you decide you're going to have a picnic.
Okay.
$75 for four persons for a pay. That's a pretty good picnic.
Sure.
Okay. You would have to have 31 million picnics at $75 a piece to raise $140 million in grocery sales tax. Let me make this even simpler, okay?
Okay. I'm writing the
numbers
down.
You would have to have 85,000 picnics every day by out-of-staters 365 days a year if they spent $75 for each picnic to raise $140 million. Do you think that's happening?
No. Not even with supposedly 1,000 people moving here today, which they're not.
Happening.
I'm just saying.
So
here's the math. All right.
We can do it differently.
Sure.
The Idaho Commerce Department says that tourism, out-of-staters bring in $3.7 billion annually.
Okay.
Well, if groceries account for $2.3 billion, mm-hmm. that means that out-of-staters spend 62% of their money on groceries. I can tell you, when I go out of state, the first thing I do is I look for a grocery store and I want to buy milk, right?
Sure.
So anyway, the point is he just makes these numbers up. They're ridiculous. They're not even true. The actual numbers based on the tax commission
mm-hmm.
is that we net about $85 million in sales tax revenue.
Okay.
Grocery sales
okay.
tax. Okay. It's not $140 million.
Right.
That $85
million? Mm-hmm.
If we would have taken the $580 million surplus
mm-hmm.
and applied it and said we're going to eliminate the grocery sales tax,
like
we could
many
have eliminated the grocery sales tax for 6 years and 9 months. But Red Flag Rod, he said it right in his article. He says, well, we can't do that. We need to wait for an ongoing trend before we make sure we have increasing revenue. We have $580 million in money that the government extracted from its citizens
mm-hmm.
in excess of what it needs. And we're only one of five or six states with a grocery sales tax, and Red Flag Rod still opposes it. No wonder the guy gets a 59. IFF gives him a 63. That might be generous, but it is what it is.
That's a lot of groceries. That's a lot of ham sandwiches.
Okay, so you said ham sandwich, right?
Sure. I'm here's thinking picnic. That's what I like.
Okay, here's
know.
What I would tell you, okay?
Okay.
The people in Jefferson County need to go talk to Red Flag Rod and ask him,
okay.
Why are you saying that 1,000 people a day are moving here?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you saying that we get a 0.5%? Where's that 0.5% sales tax reduction I got, Representative Red Flag Rod? Where's that at?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't exist. How $140 million? That's not true. Here's what I would tell the people in Jefferson County.
Okay.
I'm sure that he's going to run again. And I don't know who's mm-hmm. going to primary or somebody will. But
mm-hmm.
if the choice is between Red Flag Rod and a ham sandwich,
mm-hmm.
pick the ham sandwich. The reason for that is it will not lie to you. It will not tell you that there are 1,000 people moving in a day. It will not tell you that you're getting a sales tax reduction. It will not tell you that there's $140 million. It will not take your money and not give it back. You'd be better off with the ham sandwich than the current representative, Rod Furness, from Jefferson County.
Because the ham sandwich isn't talking.
It's not talking. It won't do it.
So are you going to write a response to this in the Post Register with the 85,000 picnics example or the many other examples? as long as we're talking numbers.
Well, the problem is this. The problem, there's other things. So, for example, Red Flag says in his article, he picks on the Idaho Freedom Foundation. He says, a few examples of bills or appropriations that were the will of the people but rejected by the foundation and that passed the House and the Senate, the governor signed them, and then he identifies these, okay? He identifies several of them. He includes five of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the problem is?
What's the problem?
IFF never rated those bills.
Oh.
So one of the problems that we've got is there are so many misstatements in here that it's really hard. You almost have to – it's like a full-time job keeping track of his misstatements.
And so
they limit you to 500 words, so you can only say so much.
That's true. You can only refute so much. That's where radio comes in. We don't have a word limit here.
No, you don't. So we get, we get to talk about other things. It's okay.
Such as, here's another question. So thank you for those examples, and I'm going to be up at 3 o'clock in the morning thinking about the amount of picnics actually to bring that amount of money into Idaho throughout
it's
a state
not
of fake sales tax.
$140 million.
No, it's not. And I've been 85. Told that number by more than one legislator.
Okay, so you have to ask yourself, okay?
Uh-huh.
This guy's been in office for 3 years. He's gone through three sessions.
Okay.
He exaggerates the number of people moving in by tenfold because it suits his purposes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He doesn't tell the truth. I don't know if he's incompetent or not telling the truth on purpose, but you can't misrepresent people and tell them they're getting a tax cut they're not getting.
Right.
Right? You can't.
Right.
People are relying on him. The people in Jefferson County deserve better, and you can't fix stupid, but you can replace it. You could actually replace it with a ham sandwich if that's what it takes.
Okay? If you want to replace it, that would make quite the election mailer, actually.
It would.
Now,
a ham sandwich. You could have a picture of a ham sandwich, okay? And you could have it right next to a Whopper. And you could say, I'm not going to pick the Red Flag Rod Whopper. I'm taking the ham sandwich. I'm not going to believe the Whopper.
So. You missed your calling as a graphic designer. As far as that goes, one more question before we have to go to commercial. Idaho Freedom Foundation. Couple articles came out by a couple of rags. We won't go there, but I'm just saying it seems like they are an easy target these days. And I'm looking into Idaho Freedom Foundation.
Oh, you know why?
Okay, why? Because I'm looking into everybody. So as long as I got you here, why do you think they are in the news so much as a board member?
Iaki has how many followers on Facebook?
588.
588. And how many do we have?
29,671.
Right, exactly. And so we've got a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people. Look, Idaho's a conservative state.
It is.
You go down to Jefferson County. When I ran for Congress, I got 44% of the vote in Jefferson County after my opponent spent $5 million defaming me.
Right.
Okay? The people in Jefferson County, do you think Red Flag is going to run around telling people when he runs for office again, I was the one that got you the 0.5% discount decrease on your sales tax?
Well, probably not if they're not getting 0.5% off.
No, he's not going to tell me there's 1,000. He's not going to say that, right? So what's he going to do? He's going to say what's expedient. And you've got the Idaho Freedom Foundation out there exposing him with his bad political FICO score.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like it, right? So the other ones, they're not getting a lot of heat, even though they score him worse because they're not really pushing the issue. But I'm from Southeast Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
I love Jefferson County. I got friends over in Jefferson County. This
Great.
Is a conservative county, and we've got a guy that votes like a Democrat and doesn't even know what he's voting. That's when he knows what he's voting for. He doesn't even know what he's voting for, apparently, when it comes to the sales tax. Look, the people from Jefferson County, if you know Rod Furness, next time you see him anywhere, on the street corner, in the grocery store, at church, doesn't matter where it is, say, hey, Rod, where's my – I'm still paying 6% sales tax. When are you going to give me that 0.5% reduction? They need to ask him.
Because according to the article, it happened on July 1st, which it hasn't.
He said July 1st. And look, if anybody is really bad at math, apparently Red Flag uses Common Core math. But if somebody else is having a difficult time with math, here's what they should do.
Okay.
Go to the store, buy something for $10, even.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at the tax number. It's going to be 60 cents.
Right.
It should be. According to Red Flag, it should be 55 cents.
But it's not.
Go take the receipt to Rod and say, Rod, will you refund me the nickel? Because you promised me, you wrote it, and ask him about it.
And so you
show
have
the proof.
Receipts.
Then they got proof. It's not their word against his. They actually have a real receipt from a real vendor, a real person, and they can take it to him and say, "Hey, I got proof. You weren't telling the truth."
So keep the receipts. as they say, is what you have. All right. Brian Smith, we're running out of time. Idaho Freedom Foundation, thank you for setting the record straight on some statistics. There actually are not 1,000 people moving into Idaho a day. Also, our sales tax is still at 6%, so hasn't been dropped by 0.5%, just so you know. Thanks so much, Brian Smith. We'll be back with sports and entertainment coming up.